Good afternoon, Daniel.
Thank you very much for your time for Mayor on the Air. Last night, the 1 year anniversary of the passing of the four police officers, various parts of Bendigo turned blue.
Yes, we had our conservatory building in the gardens there, the conservatory gardens, and also the beautiful horse chestnut in Sydney Meyer Place. Yep.
No, it was,
so certainly a fitting tribute to those lost last year, and obviously the 1 year anniversary is always pause to think and reflect about that loss.
Yeah, very true. And it looked beautiful last night driving past as I was on my way home. And we always need to spare a thought for the fallen police officers, because, you know, they were just doing their job, just like a lot of other people would go out and do their jobs today and sadly won't come home. But we'll try and turn it around with some other positive news, Mayor, if we wouldn't mind. But we spare a thought for everyone, of course. Council supporting Bendigo Food Share, the Garsard Street Food Hub site. They had their big launch during the week.
Yeah, they had a launch of their big fundraiser, Mission Possible, and so I was really pleased to speak at that. People might know I've had a long-standing interest in the business of food share and in food security in general, and it comes in from the understanding that there's a lot of people who are not doing so well in our town, and that we know that up to 1 in 10 households don't have enough food to eat at least once in the last 12 months, and some suburbs it's up to 18.6%. So, there's a lot of people we know that, some kids go to school with empty stomachs and there's food that gets wasted so we can do better. And so there's been a lot of work done over many years, and there's a bigger picture in this, in having a community food hub with a whole range of different services to assist people in food literacy and growing food and all sorts of other services. But the food share part of it is critical, and they have grown, their demand has gone through the roof over the years, but particularly with COVID. It's still increasing. And so they've just run out of space where they are in Longgully, and that's been recognised for a long time. The owners of the property up in Garshead Street have certainly come along to the party and are providing that space to them with a minimal cost. And a lot of community groups coming on board to assist them with the refurbishment of one of the warehouses in that complex up in Garshead Street, which was the former Iceworks.
Yep.
And so that's the first of, that's the starting point for a big vision for that area. And so they've started raising funds. The council agreed on Monday night. We had some money that had come through a budget for work around our community food hub idea in a previous budget that was unexpended. And so we've put $140,000 towards that that support there for the warehouse facility, and so that's great. In part of their $1.8 million project, they've had generous donations from some people in the community, and it's just, it blows you away when people are so generous.
New City Hotel gets council approval despite objections. I'm a bit confused. So I'm a simpleton. Can you explain to me how it gets objections but yet gets approved?
Our planning process is pretty substantial,
right.
And so we only see it like the tip of an iceberg of what would have not progressed just normally through the planning processes. And for something big and where there are some concerns, then obviously those ones come to us around the council table. So with this one, you get a range of people with different perspectives on larger developments, but also equally there had been modifications suggested already to the plan that came to us based on some of that. So,
right.
Some of the thoughts around the setback and, how it was interacting with the heritage buildings, for example, that had been taken on board, and they'd gone to a lot of effort to redesign to move it away from the heritage buildings, for example.
Yeah.
So that there's that feedback obviously does make a difference. And then you have conditions that are put on a development if it is approved. In this case, it was. There's lots of conditions that come with it that they have to follow up and to make sure that a lot of those concerns are addressed. So that's what has happened. We've got a 105-room hotel there. We've got the one that's being now currently underway in the Mel, which is another one. And so, you know, there's several in the pipeline for Bendigo, and it's a real sign of confidence in our city that we've got people who think that that's going to be a good investment for the future. You know, sometimes people come to town and the type of accommodation they're looking for is either booked out or it's not available. So we do need more in particular types of accommodation and conference facilities and all that sort of thing. So that brings conference facilities as well, the one in Williamson Street. So yes, that did get the tick of approval on Monday night on our bumper edition, which was a very long council meeting. We had something for everyone in that council meeting. We had petitions, we had planning decisions, we had all sorts of things going on there, but we got through all that.
And just finally, Mayor, obviously Anzac Day on Sunday, yes. A time for us to reflect of as to the ultimate sacrifices that have been made and plenty of dawn services around the region, considering, which is great news, considering we weren't able to do it last year.
Yes, and the opportunity to bring back that sense of normal and get back to doing these types of very important community events. And I was so pleased to hear that this was able to go ahead in so many different locations. There's possibly a couple that have dropped off, but there's many out there, and I'm really looking forward to the service to the you know, the march and the parade, etc., in the centre of town. And I'll be there in my mayoral garb, and really looking forward to that. I've always had a soft spot for Anzac Day because my grandfather was an Anzac. Mm-hmm. And so, it's always another pause to remember, isn't it?
Indeed, very true. Mayor, really do appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thanks very much, Daniel. See you next time.
That is the Mayor, Councillor Jennifer Alden, joining us on Gold Central Victoria.